The Massachusetts legislature is considering a bill that would pay people to move to Western Massachusetts. Here's the pitch. What if you could leave the sky-high rents of Greater Boston, the constant traffic jams and transit breakdowns behind, and live in an area with a good quality of life and cultural attractions while still making a Boston-sized salary? Would some cash motivate you to move? A bill would allow people to claim up to $10,000 from the state for expenses to move to one of the four counties of Western Massachusetts and continue to work remotely for their current employer. It was introduced by Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow.
So the idea here is really quite simple. If you want to pay taxes here, own property here, shop in our local stores, eat in our local restaurants, well, that's good business for us long term, so we'll make it a little bit easier to make that happen.
Fearing Western Massachusetts is drowning in the wake being left by the economic tidal wave that is Greater Boston, Lesser has for years championed East-West Rail as a way to link the regions.
Of course, by itself, that incentive is not going to do much, but combined with, for example, enhanced rail service, better broadband connectivity, investments in the technology sector and in the startup culture here, you're going to see, I think, a lot of people taking a look at Western Mass. And we actually already know that there's quite a lot of interest because since the bill was filed in January, we've been inundated with emails and calls from all over the country of people taking a look at Western Mass for a place to do business.
Lesser's bill would cap the total relocation incentive payout to $1 million over 3 years.
After that, it's over, and we would do an analysis at that point to see whether it worked. And if it worked, we could expand it and put more money in. If not, well, at least we will have tried. And I would point out that even that relatively modest $1 million statewide investment, there have been economic analyses done that would show that that would have an 8, 9, 10x return through the rest of the economy.
The bill had its first hearing this week by the Joint Committee on Economic Development and Emerging Technologies. Lesser is the co-chair of the committee. Testifying in favor of the bill were several people who recently moved to Western Massachusetts but continued to work for their old employer in the Boston area. Cassie Eckhoff moved last July from the city of Waltham, just west of Boston, to East Hampton. She telecommutes now rather than sit in bumper-to-bumper highway traffic as she once did.
My blood pressure was 190 over 110 in June, and it's down to 110. So that's a pretty statistically significant change.
She estimated her moving expenses were $5,000. So far, no major business groups have endorsed Lesser's bill. Republican Governor Charlie Baker has proposed a $2,000 tax credit for people who telecommute as a means to help reduce traffic congestion. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.